Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Like, you picked up your phone like you were answering a phone call. What's up, yo?
Hey, bitches!
How do you answer the phone?
Hello? That's literally, like,
okay, hello. How do you answer the phone at work? You can come up with a fake name if you don't want to use
it. Thank you for calling Simple Truth Chiropractic. This is Bree.
Ooh, that's good. Mine, when I see a number come in that I don't know what it is, hi, this is Abby.
That's it?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say from Abby Moore Photography, but I do, it's funny, both of us did the thing where our voice goes up, like yeah. The, like, up tone.
Thank you for da 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 da
yeah.
Da da da. Yeah.
What if I was like, hi, this is Abby.
Does anyone do that?
Sad people? I don't
know. They say that you should answer the phone with a smile because you can hear a smile.
You can hear a small. Yarsh.
It's very hot in here.
I do think I go, well, it's weird now. You know who's calling. So it's like, sup.
Yeah.
Remember when you didn't know? Can you imagine the fear every time you pick up the phone?
Hello? I just think I say hello. What do you, like, when I call you, what do you say?
You go
like, hi.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah.
Which is very annoying. Why do I do that? Now I'm just going to be like, sup.
Sup, bitch.
Sup.
Welcome to the On-Call Room.
A Grey's Anatomy podcast.
With your host.
I am Abby.
I am Brie.
Also known as...
What is that movie?
I am
Robot?
I am Sparta!
I am... No. What's that movie? Oh, I'm thinking iRobot.
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend. That's the one I'm thinking of. I Am Robot.
The saddest movie ever because I kill my dog. I Am Legend.
I've never seen it.
You'd like it. It's like alien shit.
Mm.
Like more like zombie things.
But I think you just...
No, that's like just a small sad scene.
Oh.
You should watch it.
Girl.
I'm going to talk, like, with a high-pitched
voice.
Hey,
girl, you should watch it. It did get really hot in here.
I'm going to talk like Elizabeth Moss in this episode.
Yeah, she did have a very, very high voice.
Now, in Handmaid's Tale, she's like, blessed is the throat.
Yeah.
I said throat. Okay, listeners, first of all, we just love you guys. And in a while, you're going to hear from one of our patrons.
Thank God. It's about time.
I know. If you... listen to that and you're like, wait, I have thoughts. I yell at the computer. I want to talk to them. You can for $10 a month.
You want to know how? We'll tell you.
You go to patreon.com/theoncallroom and you pledge to be an attending.
You pledge to be. There's three options.
Intern.
Resident.
Attending.
Who do you want to be?
Yeah.
Who are you going to call? Attending.
Yeah, you're not going to call George.
No, you're not going to call... Well, maybe you call Bailey.
Yeah,
but Bailey becomes an attending.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're never...
We should have a level called chief. What?
Oh, yeah. What would you get as chief?
It should be very expensive, but it would be like you could take over the podcast for the day.
For the day?
Well, no. What if chief was... Oh, what could it be?
What if
I'm talking like $50 a month.
Yeah. No, I'm talking $100.
Okay, $100 a month, you can what?
You can, I don't know, guide the whole podcast for a day. Like, I think, like, host it and we, like, follow your lead.
Yeah, would anyone want to do that?
Probably.
That would be like probably.
And then also, we fly you out to Grand Rapids. You give us $100 and right. We find a very cheap flight for you to come out here.
We Uber you here. Okay, I wanted to start the episode because what's really cool is that. I mean,
What's really cool
what is really cool is like when you. when you find a podcast, before you listen, you read reviews because you want to know if this shit is like worth your time. Also, I'm
or if you buy anything.
Yeah, I'm the biggest reviewer reader for clothing.
Yeah,
like I will scour them. And even if it's like an average 4.7 stars, if there's one bad one, I'm like, fuck it, I can't buy it.
Really?
I also leave reviews for clothes that I really like, which is interesting. But okay, so I want to highlight a couple of our newest reviews.
I love it.
Okay.
Go for it. Do it.
So let's see. The newest one is from SASPT7283.
What do we think that means?
Sass part.
Some ass sucking.
This poor person.
That's no.
Some ass sucking.
So adorably sassy.
Yeah. Part
physical therapist.
7283. She says, love these gals. I've been binging the On-Call Room on my long commute, and they've inspired me to go back and rewatch Grey's from the beginning. I love their chemistry. They have me laughing my whole ride. GGB's all the way.
Oh my god, I love that review. I'm sorry, I said so much gassing. Whatever I said. I didn't
mean. Here's that. Another one by Ma Church 94.
Ma, like M-A? Like
yeah, Mega? Ma Church. Like it's Ma Church.
It's your church. Yeah.
So Ma Church says, I magically stumbled upon this podcast and I can't stop listening. I love the two host relationship and banter. The whole show is hilarious and I get my fill of Grey's. Would recommend to anyone who loves fun and Grey's.
Oh, fuck yeah.
This one's from Dero.
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 Okay, it says, this is seriously the best Grey's podcast. I used to listen to another one. We won't Which talk sucks. About them. But they stopped making podcasts. Lucky for me, that made me seek out a new one, and I found this one, which was far better. Love the off-topic convos, and I look forward to listening to a new episode every week.
Did you hear that person who left a review about the off-topic convos? Combos? Pizza combos.
I love combos. I think those are the newest ones. I feel like we've read some of the other ones.
So, listeners, you know what would be great?
What would be great?
If you left a fucking review on iTunes.
Like yeah, do it.
Great listeners. That's how people find the podcast.
Yeah.
We get more people in our little family, our little clan.
I love it.
And maybe you'll get a shout out on the podcast. Thank you, SASPT7924.
How the fuck did you remember that?
Did I get that right?
It's 78 something something.
I was pretty close though.
Yeah.
Thank you, and thank you, my church, and thank you,
Dino. My church. My church. Thank my you. Church. If you could make an AOL screen name today, what would it be?
BJ Babs.
Oh.
Well, what would yours be? Abby Moore Photography?
I don't know. That's annoying. I don't have a nickname. Maybe Abby Moss.
Abby Moss, yeah. Or, yeah, mine will be BJ Babs.
Do you know how many people didn't know that meant more? Like, they didn't realize it?
I didn't realize that.
What did you think it was?
Just, like, a fun little thing you were doing.
Mas is more in Spanish.
Oh.
Abby Moss.
I had no idea.
Más o menos.
Do you use that?
That account?
Yeah. Often?
For, like, selfies. Yeah. And Father's Day posts.
Yeah. Why don't you put Father's Day posts on your...
I do, but I used photos of other people's fathers.
Oh. Like yours, it's more taken. Business.
It's turned that way, sadly.
That's
my funny. Insta stories are not, though. Those yeah. are, like, still me. Insta stories are the new Instagram.
Are they?
Yes. Like, I get so much more interaction with those than I do my actual posts.
I respect you. I'm like, it's all about your business and who yeah. you are and selling yourself. I cannot speak to my phone that way.
It's so fun.
I can't. I don't
you
know.
You speak to a microphone.
Yeah, but I have someone standing yeah. in front of me. I don't know. Maybe I could.
It takes practice. Like in the beginning, I felt really stupid, but now it feels normal because people respond.
But I also don't have anything I'm trying to like sell.
But it doesn't matter. Sometimes I'm just like, the stink bugs are overtaking my house.
Yeah, but you still, like, people are relating to you and like you're branding yourself. Whereas like,
I guess so.
I am literally just working in a chiropractic office. Like maybe I could do it for the On-Call Room. That might be a thing.
You should just start there. Because honestly, there's only like 200 some people. Who cares if...
Only. That's like who I have on my normal Instagram. Well.
Do you watch stories though? Like I love watching yeah, other I watch people's them all the Insta
time.
Stories.
Like, but a lot of the time I skip through them. Like I skip over them. I'm like, I don't really care what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't turn on sound. I'm like, whatever.
I can see who votes for mine.
votes.
I mean, like, well, if I do polls, but you can also see who sees it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know. I've done a poll before.
I think they're so
I know how Instagram stories
I think
work.
They're fun. It's the only thing I watch anymore.
And well, I do Instagram stories. Like, I do videos of other people or I post
you
photos.
You start talking to it, which is
but
fine.
But I'm saying I don't personally talk into an Instagram story.
Will you start just for me?
Probably on the on-call room.
Yeah, will you do it? I'd love, if I'm sitting at my desk during the day and all of a sudden I see that there's one, I'm going to be like, fuck yeah.
I have accidentally done, like
peacock?
Posts on, peacock. And then one time it was, like, 4th of July and I was like, what a beautiful lake. And then I was like, fuck, that was on the on-call room. But whatever, I guess.
It's fine.
Anyway, other places you can find us.
The web.
www.theoncallroom.
I wonder if I Google search.
Is it theoncallroompod.com?
Yes.
And also you can find us on Instagram. We're talking about Instagram at the On Call Room Pod. A lot of you interact with us on Instagram when we do actually put up stories you just send us shit. So keep doing that because we like to chat with
you. I love it. Sometimes it's fun when I'm in it and I like see you respond.
See me respond?
Yeah. Like if you see it before I see it.
Yeah. I always try and see it before you see it. Get a word in there, here, there.
Listeners, we have a really good episode for you today, though.
Yeah, we do.
We have a patron on.
Mm-hmm.
She's great. She's from Tornado Alley. I won't get
Alley? It's Valley.
No.
Yes, it is. It's Tornado Valley, not Alley.
Hey, Siri. Is it Tornado Alley or Valley?
Sorry, Abby.
Tornado Alley.
Fuck!
But I. Ooh, I'm gonna ask Siri another question on the podcast. Hey Siri, do you like Grey's Anatomy?
I have not seen Grey's Anatomy.
Hey Siri,
go ahead.
I didn't have anything. Have you ever heard her say,
"Fuck"?
No, what's the song, the Queen song, the really long one?
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah. Hang on, how does it, I see, okay, watch this. Hey Siri. I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me. Galileo, Fico, no. Magnifico. I'm just a poor assistant. Nobody loves me. It's just a poor assistant from a poor family. Spared its life from this monstrosity.
On.
Easy come, easy go. Will you let me go?
This is my favorite part.
Bismillah. No, we will not let you go. Let it go. Bismillah. We will not let you go. Let it go. Bismillah.
It goes on forever. I'm going to let the listeners
know. I know I wanted it to keep going. I liked Galileo. That's good. Why did it do that?
There's all sorts of weird little hacks that you can ask Siri where, like, the developers put in funny.
Oh, they did. The developers did that on purpose.
Yes, the robot didn't.
I don't know. When we were a couple weekends ago, when we were on family vacation, my brother-in-law was talking about, like, the machines are out to get us. At one point, they're going to start locking us in the car, turning up the heat, and melting us alive.
Oh my God.
But then I was like, wait, my dad actually did get locked in the car once. I don't know if y'all know this story. Probably not. Abby, do you know this story? My dad was coming home from Adoration, which if you're a Catholic, shout out, you know what that is. And so he was coming home late from church. It was probably like 11 or 12, so I think my mom was in bed already, and he was driving my mom's minivan. She doesn't have it anymore, but it had one of those automatic doors, you know? And so he, like, pulls into the garage, and he, like, shuts the garage door, and he goes to get out, and the he's telling the story that the doors all lock. And he was like, well, this is weird. And so he's, like, trying to open. He can't open it, and he tries to open the automatic door, and it, like, opens but, like, shuts again.
No.
And, like, everything, like, nothing. And so he's, like, blaring the horn because my dad also, like, doesn't have a cell phone. Like,
right.
He does now, but, like, doesn't really know how to use it. Honking the horn, but my mom is sleeping, and he's, like, I'm stuck in this vehicle. Somehow he's, like, using the key fob, too, to unlock. But, like, you know when it gets, like, the computer gets messed up and you unlock and it locks again, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you can fuck it up. He spent like an hour in the car trying to get out.
I would have total meltdown.
He finally got out and went in, And at the end of the story, I was like, Dad, did you try to manually unlock the door? And he was just silent.
So he used all the buttons. Yeah, but he never, like, pulled the thing.
Or, like, click.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got locked in the car. That's machine was against him.
Yeah, or demons.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know. But I think mostly the machine.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, in high school, I got picked up from someone that, like, was more popular than me, a boy. I don't even feel like saying names, because last time I mentioned a boy's name on this podcast, they, like, was like, listen. Hey. Yeah, so...
I can't believe people listen from high school.
Yeah, and so I was, like, walking to the car, because they, like, carpooled. Like, his mom would offer to drive me to school, which was nice, but also, like, mortifying for me, just because, like, we weren't good friends.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I don't even know how it was organized, actually. But I remember once...
Wait, who was this? Like, I don't know.
No, I'll tell you after.
Wait, no, just lip it to me. Okay, cool.
And I walked to the car, and one of the stories is that, like...
Wait, this was middle school?
Or high school. Can't remember. And it was icy, and I, like, one minute was waving high, and the next minute was, like, under the car. Like, just completely whatever. And then the other part of this is every time, I need an older brother too, that was, like, in there also, who was, like, must've been high school, because he was, like, a senior then, the brother. Yeah. And I can remember, like, it was one of those doors that, like, is fancy, and I would, like, go to open it, but she would have pressed the button, and then it was, like, me standing out there for, like, 5 minutes, you go. Okay. And then it, like, and it just, like, every time I was like, our car doesn't have buttons, and I'd, like, sit down.
Oh, no, that sounds like a really, like...
It was really traumatic. Like, and then
a social anxiety.
Also, because then we would get to school and be like, bye. Like...
Oh, yeah, one of those.
We weren't, like, friends.
I had a... our friend Amanda listens to this podcast. She hopefully someday will get caught up, but we danced with her. Shout out. Hi, Amanda. Her brother, I think it was 10th or 11th grade, drove us to school, and we would, like, listen to, like, Jack Johnson on the way to school, whatever. And the minute we got to the, like, light with the right turn lane that went into school, he would put on his subwoofers and, like, crazy rap, because it was, like, cool to drive into school with, like, loud music and be like...
How obnoxious.
Oh, it's so stupid. Because we'd, like, be chilling in
the morning.
But for, like... A good 3 months, my friend Reva would drive us home from school, and I would play James Blunt, getting high, and blare it when we were leaving school. Because it was funny, because it's a stupid song.
Yeah.
And it's funny playing really dumb songs.
I just miss high school songs.
You know, like, you would, like, roll down your windows and,
yeah,
like,
so everyone can hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean DePaul.
Yeah.
Somebody gave it to.
Sometimes I still feel like I want to do that. Or, like, I realized driving now, I don't know if you do this, I sing all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, ooh. And it's different if you're, like, kind of on the highway, whatever, people are passing you. But I'm, like, city living, driving, singing, dancing. Right. And then I'm like, wait, it's broad daylight. Like,
especially in the summer when your windows are down.
Oh, yeah. Everyone can see what I'm doing.
I really, though, recently... Like, I can't stop. I can only listen to musical music. Like, to me, other music has, like, lost its shine because, A, I, like, don't know the story behind it. And B, like, I like the parts in musical music where it's, like, talking and acting. And, like, it keeps my mind stimulated in a way that, like, just listening to tunes doesn't do anymore. Like, I really like, and to people that don't know the musical you're listening to, it sounds loud and, like, just, like, I drove to Detroit with my friend and she doesn't know any of the ones I listen to, and I feel like it would just sound like noise.
Yeah, it's true.
Also, it's hard to listen to it at anything but, like, the highest volume when you're singing.
Oh yeah, you can't, like, put it on an 8 in the car and, like, be like, this is nice, wicked.
Yeah, see, it doesn't wicked. No. No one mourns the wicked. No, yeah, and then, like, the even think about that song when it's like, even think about that song when it's like, blah, blah, like, it's just, like, loud screaming.
Yeah.
To me, it's, like, pure bliss, but to...
Yeah, but to other people who don't care for musicals. Right.
So I don't know, like, I have crossed the threshold of, like, I don't know how to listen to regular music anymore.
I get that. But also, we all have different tastes. And, like, you want someone, I feel... Like, your thing about, like, wanting people to, like, enjoy everything. I feel that with Johnny K sometimes. We were driving home from our vacation, and we just listened to, like, Incubus. Like, his, like, old-time favorite,
Jake just has, like, rock radio
And I was like,
on. I know. Mm.
And then I put my stuff on, and it was like, I listened to some oldies, and then I listened to some, like, Head in the Heart, and I was like, grooving and whatever, and I'm like, these are great lyrics, and then I was like, this person is literally not listening to the lyrics or cares about this at all.
Right, right.
And it's sad.
Everyone does their own thing when they're driving.
Yeah. Is it raining again?
Yeah, I can actually feel, like, a
cool breeze. Tight squeeze. Now you have the wheelies.
How does that start?
It's four big boulders, one tiny dot. X marks the
spot. Oh, I have a different version.
Dot, dot, dot. Bugs crawling up your back, blood rushing down your back. Bugs crawling up your back, blood rushing down your back. Spiders crawling up your arms, spiders crawling down your arms. Spiders crawling up your arms, spiders crawling down. Cool breeze. Tight squeeze. Now you got the shivers. I did that to Johnny K the other night. I made him sit up in bed and he was like, no. And then he did get the shivers.
Okay, I would do... ours was much shorter.
In your back, and let the blood run down.
Ours was just crisscross applesauce, spiders. No, I'm missing a part. But I would do spiders crawling up your spine. Cool breeze, tight squeeze. Now you've got the willies.
Oh, no.
How about loser, loser, as if, whatever, with a twist. Elbow, elbow, wrist, wrist. You mess with me, you mess with this.
I thought it was good to picture duh.
See, but, there's different ones.
But what about stab a knife in your back, let the blood run down. That's crack just... an egg on your head, let the yolk run down. It's like weird.
This is creepy.
Is this a cult?
Kids running around going, stab a knife in your
back. Yeah.
Remember Bloody Mary?
I never did that.
Okay, good. Let's stop talking about it.
Yeah. Stab a knife in your back.
What were those like weird tongue twists, but like the hand ones that then it was like, Miss Susie had a, what?
Oh, a light came on and it scared the shit out of me.
Oh. Miss Susie had a, like, bomb, the light bulb had, that one.
Had a bell, ding, ding.
Yeah,
Miss Susie had a tugboat. The tugboat
had a bell, ding, ding. Miss Susie went to high school.
Went to the hello operator.
She's going to be number nine.
And if you disconnect me, I'll kick you from behind the refrigerator.
There lays a piece of glass.
And Miss Susie fell upon it and broke her little. Ask me no more questions and tell me no more lies.
The boys are in the bathroom, zipping up their flies.
Are in the city, the bees are in the park. Miss Susie and her boyfriend are kissing in the
dark. Darker than the ocean, darker than the sea, darker than the something that floated out to sea. Oh no, we lost it.
Oh, wow, that came back real fast. Or do you remember... the ABC, it's easy as 1, 2, 3.
Like the
my
song?
Mama drinks cold coffee. My daddy drinks hot icy. Fudge, fudge, call the judge. Mama's having a baby.
Oh.
A sweet little chocolate baby. If it's a... You don't remember this?
No, I don't know this one.
I'm going to speed it up. If it's a boy, I'll give it a toy. If it's a girl, I'll give it a swirl. If it's twins, I'll give it spins. If it's triplets, I'll wrap it up in toilet paper. Send it up the elevator. First floor. Stop, boom, boom, boom. Second floor. Stop, boom, boom, boom. Third floor. Open up the door. Watch out for the lady with the big boom. Bop. And then you bop your person on the head.
Wait, but you just sounded like a rapper.
Because it was but it's a hand clap.
I found the Miss Susie one.
How does it start?
I'm just trying to find where we left off.
What are we talking about?
Oh, we totally don't have the words right, but like...
No, we did in the end.
No, but there's some zipping up. Their flies are in the meadow. The bees are in the park. I know. Miss Susie and her boyfriend are kissing in the dark. It's like a movie. A movie's like a show. A show is like a TV screen, and that is all. I know my ma. I know my pa. I know my sister with the 80-acre alligator bra.
Not remember.
Oh, no, here's the D-A-R-K. Dark is like a movie. A movie's like, that's how it goes.
Wait, but how does it start? Read the very beginning.
Miss Susie had a steamboat. The steamboat had a bell.
Ding, ding. What's next, though?
Miss Susie went to heaven. The steamboat went to hello operator.
Yeah.
There we go.
There it is.
Wow. Did people stop listening to us at this point? Because the whole point was to do the clapping thing the whole time while you sang it,
yeah,
too.
Or do you remember...
My name is... K.I. Pickle Eye, Pickle Eye, K.I. Humble Berry, Chocolate Cherry, Wally Wally Whiskey, Chinese Chopsticks, Chow,
a big fat cow.
Why are these things?
Or like the one about the cat? Like it was like, oh shit, what was that one? About like Coco, Cuckoo, Cat. Oh fuck,
cat,
my sister would remember.
And kids game. That's Cat's Cradle.
Or
I don't know.
Do you remember the CC my playmate?
No.
Come out and play with me. No. And bring your dollies three.
Don't whisper.
Climb up my apple tree. Slide down my rainbow into the cellar door.
Whoa.
And we'll be jolly friends forevermore, more, more. Shut the door. And then there was another one. CC my enemy. Come out and play with me. Or fight with me. And bring your army three. Climb up my poison tree. Slide down my something.
It sounds sexual.
Into my cellar door.
That's what I mean.
And we'll be enemies forever, more, more, more.
Wow.
Slam the door. You don't remember that one.
No, I like it though.
Yeah. I wish I remember the cat one.
There was the ones with the hands where you clap.
Oh, yeah, like Frog Lake or something.
Yeah, something
about a frog.
Yeah.
Do you remember the elephant game?
No.
Elephant. Moose. And then the moose had to go, and then
the moose would go to the next animal. Yeah. Yeah. We used to do that 1-1-2-2-2-2. Like, you each have a number. I'd be like 5-5-6-6-6-6. And then you pick a number, and like, I don't know.
That's like, these are like camp games.
Remember the camp game too that was like, okay, my name's Abby, and because it was like, if you can travel on the airplane to get somewhere, and I'd be like, and I'm bringing an apple. And then you'd be like, my name's Brian, I'm bringing
an umbrella. It's a memory game.
You'd be like, an umbrella. We'd be like, no, you can't go, I'm sorry. There was like a trick. It had to be it matched the first letter of your name. I can remember learning this game, and I'd be like, my name's Abby, because people would be like saying things, and I'd be like, a television? And be like, no, you can't go. And I was like, but why?
Do you remember where it would be like, in my grandmother's chest, there is a...
Yeah.
Aardvark. And then the next person would be like, in my grandmother's chest, there's an aardvark and a banana. And then you would have to memory game it. Yeah.
So sad, because you'd feel so left out if you couldn't do it.
Yeah. Wow. How did we get here?
I don't know, but I think it's a good ending place.
Yeah. So we should take a break, and we should probably get into the episode.
Sounds good. Ask me no more questions.
Tell me
no more lies.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the on-call room.
Yeah, you're literally in the on-call room.
Oh, looks great. Looks great.
Except no one will be making out with anyone.
Nope. Listeners, this is Chloe. Welcome to the podcast. We're so happy you're here. Sitting great. Right next to us.
Yes. Uh-huh. Looking good.
I actually don't know where you are. Can that be the first question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh.
Shit.
Central time.
Yes.
Where is Missouri?
Below Iowa, next to Kansas,
okay.
Above Arkansas.
It's in that middle area where we don't know where anything
is. So
is
that
but
the
it's like,
are there tornadoes there?
Oh, yeah. We're in Tornado Alley. Yeah.
Oh. Have you ever experienced
yeah,
that?
Forget Grays. Yeah. Tell us about tornadoes.
Well, when the sirens go off, like not the monthly test, but when they actually go off, I am a good Midwestern girl, and I go stand outside.
Oh,
to check it out.
Yeah, because if it gets really well, like tornado, I guess like the weather could be a tornado. The sky turns green.
Okay.
Okay.
And it will get like really bumpy, but you don't really ever have to worry because the like TV stations will tell you where it is. So unless you're like in the direct path of it.
Right.
But can they shift?
Really quickly?
Like, okay, Chloe, I've seen the movie Twister.
How
realistic is this movie? Because they jump, man. They like go back up in the sky and then they land somewhere else sometimes, right?
I think that I've never seen one, and I've lived here. Well, I lived in Kansas for 24 years.
Wow.
But
it's all a lie.
I think I've lived in the semi like hilly part of this state.
Okay.
So they don't really like hills. They like the flat.
They're lazy.
Yeah. I also like how we're talking to you like you're a tornado expert.
I wish I was. I think being a storm chaser would be really cool until you actually see it. And then I'd be like, okay, we're done. We're done.
Yeah. I
want to do that thing though where they throw the like electronic balls up into the thing. And
oh, yeah. And then they like cut up the pop cans.
Yeah. And I just want to see a cow fly through the air, and I'm going to belt myself to a pole.
And I also want to kiss RIP Bill Paxton.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, rest in peace. And I want to be Helen Hunt mostly. So,
okay. So, Chloe, what, or Brie has the question, so I don't know why I'm, listeners, not that you care, but maybe you do. So late, or in the past when we had hosts, we would complain because we'd be sharing an ottoman sitting side by side, which in this heat right now, if I had to share an ottoman with anyone,
I think Abby would punch me in the
face. I would scream, but we have fancy new headphones now that we can sit across from each other.
And by we, it's Abby has them, and I am using one of them in my ear right now. So. I feel very, like
Black Mirror?
Like into the future.
Yeah, we're using AirPods, the like wireless ones, and so it just feels like Black Mirror.
Yeah,
do those work?
Yes, I'm obsessed. If they sponsored us, I
but
would.
How much did you pay?
They were with tax $169.
What does that ding mean?
I don't know. Who knows? Whatever.
Chloe, are you still there?
Yep, I didn't hear.
Okay,
you
okay, good.
Okay, good. It was the AirPods talking back to us. God, they're taking over.
Yeah, they are. Okay, what's the first question we should ask her?
The first question is, when did you start watching Grey's?
Oh, see, I even called my mom about this.
I love that.
Because I was like, I've always watched it. She was like, I didn't let you watch it in the beginning. Okay. But I mean, how old is this show now?
So we're in season 14. Or 14 just ended, so.
11 years?
No. Is it a season a year, I thought?
Yeah, it's a season a year, so it's like 15 years.
Okay, so that makes sense. Not watching it when I was 10. But, I think I started watching probably when, season 3 was on air. But my mom has a DVD.
Perfect. So your mom is the real fan.
Yes.
Does your mom listen to the podcast?
No, she stopped watching the show. And so, of course, I still tell her what goes on.
Of course.
I love that. When did you find the podcast?
A few months ago, actually.
Oh, new.
I actually listened to Gilmore Guys.
Love it. I love them so much. It.
And yeah. I was like, okay, what other shows am I obsessed with? Grey's Anatomy.
Wow. That's literally how we came up with the idea.
Did you listen to the last episode where they interview Lauren Graham?
Yes.
Wasn't it so great? Like, my dream is to, like...
That we make it to the end?
Yeah, and we, like, interview,
Would you want to interview Shonda Rhimes or Ellen Pompeo?
That's a tough one. Probably Shonda. I don't know.
No, I think I want to interview Ellen.
McEllen?
I want Jackson Avery to be in my living room.
Yeah.
And then we just have an orgy.
You know who I don't want to be in my living room?
Who? Owen Hunt.
Owen Hunt. I don't want him.
Okay, yes. On that topic,
who is your favorite character? Yes.
And this can be spoiler, like it can be in all the seasons.
Oh, yes. It was definitely Christina.
Yeah.
But now it's probably Bailey, but they're both just like badass career driven ladies.
Yes.
It's great.
I agree. Who is your least favorite?
Hunt.
Thank God. Can we all agree he's the worst?
Did we like, I liked him at first. I think I did.
When he first started, he was like the badass guy. And then.
Yeah. Drama. He still kind of is, but everyone's over it.
Remember when he stabbed all those pigs? In the first episode he was in, he was just like, fix them. And then
Also, he pulled the icicle out of Christina, so that was kind of exciting.
Well, he showed up in the ambulance because he'd traked someone with a pen in the field, and he was like, gotta use whatever you can. We're like, who's this redhead queen? And then he's the worst now.
Well, also, I think what's funny is that he, I think everyone is over him now, but his character arc has still been drama, just everything.
Trauma and drama.
Yeah, that's
and
all
babies.
It is. And babies.
And musical episodes.
Stand down.
Straight.
Everyone keeps messaging about the musical episode. Can't wait till you get there. I feel like it should come early.
I feel like we should do a five-parter of the musical episode. Maybe we'll perform it first. The whole musical.
Yes.
And then... Yes. I think we'll have multiple guests on about it. It just makes sense.
Just different opinions.
Yeah. It just makes sense.
Okay. What's another question we should ask her?
Your least favorite, we already asked that. Do you have a favorite season or a favorite episode?
Like something you just, like a moment maybe?
I love season 3 and 6.
What's in 6?
Ooh, 6 is the shooting, right?
Yes, and the musical episode. And
how do you feel so, about like, the musical car crash episode?
And stuff?
Oh, yeah, the car crash.
I love it. I'll rewatch it.
The musical.
Okay, to be fair, I've rewatched it probably more than any other episode, but I just love to hate it.
But like you get to sing along and have to make fun of the ones you know they're forcing to sing.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Wait, so you're telling me that the musical episode is only 3 seasons away?
Yes.
We can do it.
At least, maybe that's our finale. If we can.
Wait, is it
then
really?
You can take a sabbatical.
No, wait. It's season 7. No, it's not season 6. It can't be because the shooting is at the end of season 6.
Oh, that's true. It's season 7, episode 18. I had to Google it.
Frick. Okay, we got to go like another 2 more years.
It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a favorite relationship?
Probably the Twisted Sisters. I know it's not like a relationship.
Like
but
Christina and Meredith?
I love that.
Yeah, that's good.
Christina. Oh, yeah. How they can like the read each other without saying stuff.
Yeah.
They definitely had like the best character arc or relationship arc too. Yes. It even ended in a way that you like felt okay about.
Yeah.
Can I do spoiler alerts? Is that still okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So like the episode where everything's flipped, where like Meredith and Alex are in a relationship and stuff. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah.
It's still how Meredith and Christina like end up at the bar taking tequila shots together.
Yes.
I need to watch that.
Okay. It's like no matter what universe they're in, they're still going to find their path to each other.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're the true romance in this.
They really
series.
Are. Yeah.
This is why you can't have Shonda on the podcast, because you'll just tell her how she messed up everything.
Yeah, true.
So speaking of messing up things, do you have a death that affected you the most? Spoiler alerts.
I just rewatched Derek's death and I bawled.
I've only seen it
the
once.
First time. I was like, I know it's coming. This time I was just a wreck.
The episode when is it when he gets hit? Is that like the end of an episode or is that like all in one?
No, okay. So the next one is when Meredith like has to come and see him, and that's where I lost it.
Yeah, when she's like talking
to him.
There's
a lot of like memories.
Yeah,
and, stuff.
And she says like, it's okay, God. You can go. That's like the worst part.
Yeah.
I'd be like, stay here, damn it.
Dude, like I think I've only watched that once.
You should watch it again. It's Yo devastating.
Ball. I'm going to wait until I am PMSing and then I'm going to watch it.
Just
and
to
I'm
get the
have
full
a real
effect.
Good cry. Yeah.
There you go. Yes.
I should do that this week.
Going along with deaths that made you feel the most, maybe we'll do like 2 more questions.
Sure.
Is there a character that you miss the most? I think I know this answer, but go ahead.
Christina.
Knew it. Yeah.
Ding, ding.
But I mean, I also loved Callie.
Yeah.
But, and like when they were friends, that was pretty, or I guess they were always friends.
Right.
And when, you mean like when they lived together?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and there's like that scene where like she breaks up with, like I think Christina breaks up with Owen maybe, and Callie breaks up with Arizona, and they're both like crying at the counter, and they're like, "You stop crying! No, you stop crying!
You guys know it better than me. Why am I?"
I think we're just diehard fans. Like, do you want to be like on the? Do you want to be a co-host?
Abby's fired. I want to ask Chloe what she as like her as a person. Like, so what's like? And you only disclose what you want to, but like, what's your day spent doing? What's your life like? Either what do you do, or what's just in? What's something that we should know about you?
So I'm a software tester for a biotech company. So I pretty much get to press all the buttons and try and make the machine break. So I'm a kid all day.
Whoa, that's a cool way of thinking about that job.
Yeah. So I try and make it mess up so then we can fix it so it won't be able to do that again.
Whoa.
Do you do that in an office or do you get to do that from home?
Oh, I have to go to work. I wish I could do it from home.
I have to go
work. What did you study for that to be like?
I was wondering that too.
Well, my degree is actually in biological systems engineering.
Whoa.
which I don't really use.
We and I are like, whoa, what's an engineer?
We both like literally look to corners of the room like, wait, what? What school did you go to?
I went to Kansas State University.
Nice.
That seems like a good school.
Not the Jayhawks, the Wildcats, the other one.
Okay. Besides Grey's Anatomy and your job, what else keeps you busy?
Oh goodness. I definitely listen to, when I am all caught up on you guys, to a lot of crime podcasts.
Yes. Aren't we all so twisted?
Yeah. What's your favorite one?
Right now it's And That's Why We Drink.
Oh,
what's that?
They do half paranormal and half murders.
Oh my God, this is my podcast.
And that's what? Why we, and, so and that's why of, they drink, because it's scary.
That's why we drink, yes.
I need to look that up.
So they, and like one of them drinks milkshakes and one of them drinks wine. It's great.
Who, I would like to like see, like, so basically one stomach hurts and one is really drunk.
Yeah, one's super gassy.
And this is why we drink. I need to write that down.
Oh my God. Half paranormal. That's like my like dream
podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. Yes.
Remember, Brie, wasn't it you that was listening to the one that you thought was real, but then it was like fiction?
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. So I was, what was that? It was like either Tana.
The sign.
Or the like, black, the black tape.
Yeah.
So like there's this big movement. What am I talking about? There are podcasts that are like, that are like,
it's a movement.
The movement in podcasts. No, there are people who create podcasts that are like stories, like fictional stories, but it's like,
oh, yeah.
You know, but I was listening to it and I thought it was real. Like, oh, I thought good. They were like documenting real shit and it was about like these aliens and stuff. And I was like,
and she was like waiting for the part where they play the tape
yeah.
of the alien.
I was like, you guys, this is like really happening. And then I got to the end and I was like, oh fuck, none of that was real.
Oh.
And I felt really, really dumb.
It's okay.
Right? You're like, good job, guys. Super believable.
Yes. Yeah. Brie was like basically job. In what's the movie with Tom Cruise and like the aliens and, but it's.
Oh. What is War of the World?
Yeah, like how that was it was like a radio show that they read and people like thought that it was actually happening. That's how that all started.
That was that movie was about?
Yeah, so War of the Worlds was like an original, it was like a fictional story that they read over radio back when radio, like that was all there was, you know? And people would tune in and be like, wait, what's happening? And like...
Oh, but not the movie is not about that.
But the movie is based off the story that they read. So okay. People were tuning into the radio and it was like, there are aliens like crushing big cities. And they're like, oh my God. So yeah.
We're all just super gullible.
Yeah, so... okay, so I want to know... Chloe, you like really wanted this episode specifically. Was that because you can agree that the episode before this sucks?
Yeah.
It's boring.
This one isn't too good, but it's got some moving parts.
Yeah, yeah. We just podcasted the first one and
the one before this.
And yeah, it was, yeah. And we were like,
we like weren't even looking at each other. It was pretty, I don't, you know, we shouldn't even put it out, to be honest. It's
we have to, though. We got to fill the weeks.
What's his face shows up? Kevin Marlowe. Is that who you say his name?
Fucking.
I think it's Colin, right?
We called him Colin horrible. The whole episode. So it'll be funny to know what his real name is.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Maybe we'll get another review that's like, they are also uninformed.
Sounds right.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever. It doesn't matter. So what is this episode called?
It is called My Favorite Mistake.
Of course it is.
Because it was a big mistake.
Yeah. Should we all do first? What? Go ahead.
Wait, what were you going to say?
You know that song? Because I don't.
No.
No, we always look at it at the end, so I don't even know who sings it.
Sometimes I know it, but this one I was like,
Yeah, I have no idea.
Would you guys...
Oh, it is.
How many drinks would you have to have sex with George?
A whole fifth of tequila.
Okay, but first of all, you're single and lonely. That's the preface.
A whole fifth of tequila.
I think I'd be like half a bottle.
Well, yeah, but
in terms of tequila, yeah, I know. I'm saying for me, it'd only be a half.
Chloe?
But he's still married.
Yeah,
that's the hard part.
So George, okay, then a bottle. I'd have to be to the point where I'm not remembering it.
Exactly.
So beyond a bottle of tequila.
George's level.
Yes.
Yeah. All on George's level. Because we're moral individuals. All
yeah, I don't want. And here. Kelly honestly scares me. Which there's that great scene coming up soon.
Yes.
Don't Kelly and Izzy have like a fight, or there's like a
That's like spoiler alert.
I bet that's next week.
Okay, so Chloe,
They have interns at that point, don't they?
I don't know.
So it's like seasons.
Oh, that's weird.
Or is it just, I don't know. It could be later this season. Oh.
That's weird.
I would like to know everyone's first note.
Chloe, you can go first. You're our guest of honor.
I hate the Izzy George love storyline.
Ooh, I like this. I like that we have two different opinions because I like it.
Okay.
Really? This will be fun. Yeah, because I think when I was young and innocent and watched the show, I loved George. Like, he was the boy that I would have felt that I could get.
So did you feel like you were Izzy?
Yeah, like I related to Izzy. I think also in high school, I was in love with my best friends. So I felt like my guy friends that were dating, like I was like, but I'm their best friend. And like, I related to the like, you don't like them as much as I do kind of a thing.
Gotcha.
It was weird. I'm over
it. Well, we're going to have a lot to talk about.
Yeah. This. Okay. What's your first note, Brie?
Mine is, God, being hungover and going to work is the worst. Because I have been there. Where your alarm goes off and you're like, fuck everything. Why did I drink so much last
night?
Right.
Why did I can't wait to talk about the hangover. I wrote, Christina says it's like living in a youth hostel. I think that, is she talking about, because she slept at Meredith's, right? That night. Yeah, and George was there. Right, George was there, Izzy's there, everyone is there. Karev's there, and it's like living in a youth hostel. And I stayed in a hostel in college when I went to Spain, and like at the time thought it was like the best thing ever. I was like, this is amazing. I'm in a room with 8 bunk beds with strangers, men and women. Why wouldn't this be fun? And not a towel, no bed sheets. You had to pay extra for those. And I didn't put the money out. So now I think about how I travel now and I would be like, no.
No,
like,
no, thank you.
So I agree with Christina.
Oh, yes.
So should we do a quick shotgun workout?
Sure. I wrote down their names if you, I don't know if you.
Oh, thank goodness. I did not.
I have Footman, Bone Lady, and Jane Doe.
Okay. The correct answer is Jane Doe, Kathy Rogerson, who is, I wrote bones everywhere, internal bleeding. She's the one that if you like touch her, a bone grows, which sounds horrifying.
Yeah.
Everyone's read Harry Potter. When he had to regrow his bones in his arm, it was very painful.
Everyone has? your partner in crime sitting across from you has never read it.
Doug Kendry is diabetes to foot amputation. So.
Okay.
I wrote, my next note is be kind, rewind. Someone says that.
Christina.
And I thought it was like she wanted to go back and change things. And I thought that was a funny phrase. Be kind, rewind.
Is that when she's bringing Bert coffee?
Yes.
Hey. Good juju.
Yeah. What do we want to talk about first? I feel like our main things are like the George and Izzy, which is the biggest thing. Christina and Burke, sort of.
And Bone Lady.
I just feel like the patience in these past two episodes, like, I don't really care. No, Elizabeth Moss, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So we gave
And the
little...
race for chief.
And the who?
And the race for chief.
Oh, yeah.
So, Chloe, last episode, we gave a little, like, spoiler alert,
Sneak peek.
Sneak peek. Yeah, it's a new thing we started.
Today,
or yesterday, or last week.
Literally 5 minutes ago.
About what this episode was going to be about. And we talked about Elizabeth Moss, which do you know who she is?
She's the daughter. That's okay. She's the daughter of the Bone Lady, and she's in Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah,
she's,
do you watch Handmaid's Tale at all?
No, I've been tempted to get Hulu just to like binge it.
You can borrow my password.
I was going to say same thing. It's not mine. It's my boyfriend's. He wouldn't mind at all.
Really good. And so Brie, is blessed be the fruit.
May he open.
Yeah. So basically... Which I just watched an interview with Elizabeth Moss, and sorry, Chloe, that you are not familiar with who she is. We'll make this quick, but she was on an interview with Jimmy Fallon, I think, and she like started acting when she was like 10 years old.
I feel like all those people did.
Right. And so I didn't like, she was on Mad Men and not Westworld. What's the president show that was older? West Wing.
Oh, yeah.
She was on those, too.
I knew she was in Mad Men. So, I never finished Mad Men.
So it's just funny. She looks so much younger in this role.
She does. And I kept looking at her, and I was like, I think that's Elizabeth Moss, but I don't know. Her voice sounded
so high.
Yeah, it sounded a lot different to me. And so then I finally looked it up on IMDb or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, yes. It's such a good feeling when you, like, recognize someone and you can place them.
Right, right.
And then...
Especially in these shows. Same with, like, SVU. When there's, like, there are famous people as weird characters all the time.
Yeah. But, I mean, she obviously, like, was affected by her...
Right. Her mom.
Yeah. Do you have notes on that patient, Chloe?
So I had a dollhouse as a kid. That's literally what mine says.
I love, that's how our notes are.
I care about it like she did though.
Yeah. Did you have, I mean, I had a dollhouse, but I had like a Fisher Price one. Did you have like the wooden one?
Yeah. Like my great grandpa started it and then it just didn't happen. So there's like just staircases to the side.
Wait, oh my God. It's like that creepy, like, house out in California that has staircases to nowhere for the spirits to go.
It's like Hogwarts.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but I am afraid to look at
Chloe,
it.
Chloe, do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, yes.
That's cool.
There'll be, like, stairs that go up to the ceiling. Like, there's no opening and stuff.
Yeah, because she would, like, have these seances, and she would be, like, told by these spirits, like, build a staircase here or whatever.
Whoa.
And it's super fucking haunted.
Fun.
So that is Chloe's dollhouse.
Inspired by your grandpa didn't, it's not that he didn't finish it. That was his, like, his goal.
Yes.
I felt like, I mean, I liked the speech that whoever it is that gives it to her at the end, who is it that gives her that speech?
Izzy.
No, it's fucking Izzy.
Okay. I don't love that part, but I like agree that like, you know, this girl thinks that like, you are not, if you fall, you will not break. That's the line.
Okay. Here's the thing. And I like kind of accidentally started talking about this last episode because I got these two episodes confused. But I said I would talk more about Izzy in this episode. And so I want to get all y'all's take on this.
Okay.
But I wrote, my note about this is Izzy is always giving these multi-meaning speeches. Like she's speaking to a patient, but she's like, reflecting on her own life, but right. Like, I'm George, and like, she does this in every single episode. And even like, then she starts talking to George, like, in the little like room right. after that. And Johnny K was like, oh my God, she's still talking. Like, what do we think?
It's not, it's like the opposite of a Bailey teaching moment where like Bailey's actually like valid. I feel like Izzy thinks, and this is me hard, just because like her fiance died and she went through that trauma that now she's wise enough to like give life coaching advice to everyone she comes across.
Yeah. Chloe, what do you think?
Yes. No, I completely agree. Yes.
Yeah. I think she like, well, like she even does it in the episode where Meredith is like about to die.
Right. Right. The intern.
And she's just like, you made a mistake, George. Just like, Izzy.
Not the time.
Timing is everything.
Yeah. She's bad at timing and she's bad at pep talks and she's just bad at all of that. I feel like our listener group could be called the Izzy haters because I don't think anyone likes her.
Yeah. Chloe, on a scale from 1 to 10 scalpels, what do you rate Izzy?
A 4 on a good day.
Okay. 4 on a good day. Yeah.
I fought for her for a while because I kind of like, I thought I liked her, but it's improving. I think I just liked the Denny storyline.
Yeah. Well, there's more stories.
Yeah.
I love that when you want to move past it.
I don't want to do spoiler alerts.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. It is getting hot in here.
It's really, we don't have air. My house is
turned on my fan.
It's probably 86. We can't turn on the fan because the microphone picks it up. Like yeah, our big microphone.
It won't pick yours.
No.
No, you're fine. Okay, this makes me laugh. I wrote, Jane Doe needs to choose a face. Ew.
Why ew?
Because they're going to pull her face off of her and put it back on.
Oh, yeah. I did put that in quotes. He'll literally pull your face off.
Yeah. Alex tries to be, like, nice about, or, like, convince her, and it's terrifying. Also, though, kind of fun to pick a face.
But could you pick one?
If you had her current face, I think I could pick one.
I think I would just flip them over and pick one. Be like, surprise me.
Yeah.
I did like how Alex, like, described them, even though he's just being way too creepy.
But, I hated that scene where he's like, this one's Melissa. She's a lawyer. She has two kids.
It does make me cringe.
She likes to have hot sex. Like, stop it, Karev.
Like, oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, now that you say it out loud, I don't like it at all. I'm easily swayed. Yeah.
This one's Ava. She's a virgin.
Isn't that who he goes with?
Yeah.
Isn't Ava the name? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I made a really funny joke. You didn't get it. It was like 7 layers deep about like Melissa's like has crazy sex, but Ava's a virgin. And I was making a joke about Krev wanting her to pick Ava because she's just like 7 layers deep.
I missed it.
Yeah, you did. Get on my level. Oh,
my brain isn't connected to yours tonight.
The
wire is.
It's surprising too because we're sharing headphones right now. We should be linked together.
I know.
Oh, also. On Ava, or soon to be Ava, whatever you want to call her, Kango. Her teeth always annoy me in this episode.
They're terrible.
Like, the way she talks. I'm assuming her braces on her or something, because I know when she checks out, she talks about orthodontics or something.
Orthodontics.
Bree is talking like by her by only moving her mouth and nothing else. She's terrifying. I just can't stop thinking about her as the mom from Twilight.
In Twilight?
Yes. Yeah.
I just think about her as a sister from Family Stone.
Oh, so see, we all have. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always think it's what's her face in Twilight.
Yeah. I've never seen Twilight.
She's a vampire.
Of course she is.
Anything.
Who isn't a vampire with a face like
I
that?
I thought you were going to say, who isn't a vampire in Twilight?
Period. Or in Twilight. But just in general.
Bella. Okay.
Does she become one?
She does.
Cool.
It is pretty cool. And then I would become one. I'd rather be a werewolf.
Do you know that Stevie Nicks was blown away by that story, that she wrote a song about it? Like, not even for the movie. She just loved the story so much. It's a great song.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. You'll cry to it.
Well,
I don't know, actually, if you will, but I often do.
What's his face? Bruce Springsteen wrote a song about Harry Potter.
Silence.
Fun fact.
Similar. Okay. What should we talk about first? Oh, let's.
Is Mare's hair darker?
Yeah, I think she dyed it or something.
I think so.
I feel like, can we just finish the Izzy hating? I have like a few little things. One, Izzy goes to Addison for adultery advice.
Yeah, and Izzy confiding in Addison
and I love
is
what
really
she says.
What does she say? I forget.
When she says, God got a virgin pregnant by magic, God's not playing by the rules.
Yeah,
that is good. Yeah. That's great writing.
I did like that one.
I wrote, Izzy's always intense. And then I wrote, Izzy is making so many bad choices. These were all just random things of mine.
Well, okay, if we're going to talk about Izzy, I feel like, can we just follow the storyline through about George and Izzy?
Yeah, let's do it.
Izzy never blacked out drunk.
I don't think she was.
Well, because she's like, how do you not remember it? I'm like, that's what blacking out.
Yeah, maybe not. I feel like she was for a hot second.
Everything is gone.
In the morning.
Yeah.
And for good reason.
Blackout is terrifying.
It is terrifying.
Like, it's the John Mulaney, the comedian, talks about like your body's like, hey, or no, your brain's like, I'm gonna go to bed, and your body's like, cool, good night, I'm gonna stay out, and like, there's no communication.
Yeah,
and there's never that moment that George had where he starts remembering.
No, but there are sometimes.
Wait, like, Abby has this.
No,
I've had it where like later in the day, you're like, someone says something, and then you're like,
you have flashbacks.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I feel like with like intense blackout, you don't. Like, that's like, I was drunk last night, and then you're like, oh God, I said that to that person.
Right.
But like, he didn't remember at all. Like, how would you not remember having sex multiple times?
Oh yeah,
and then remember
you enjoyed it twice.
Yeah.
I feel like they did a great job though of like showing someone with a bad hangover. He looked hungover,
dude.
His like mannerisms,
oh my god, yes.
I've been there. Like, yeah.
His eyes were, Johnny K was like, are his eyes always like that? I was like, no, he's hungover.
Right.
That's the point.
Yeah, it was, and to have to go be a surgeon.
To go have to meet your wife's dad?
Yeah, which, by the way, I love the guy that plays Callie's dad.
Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever his real name
is. Yeah, I just love him.
He's in Princess Diaries.
Yeah,
he's
just think...
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe. Yeah, yeah.
I just think he's great. So I was like, yes. So when, I don't know when he showed up.
Mm-hmm. Is that his name, Joe? Yeah.
Oh, in... that's his name in Princess Diaries.
Yeah. Love it.
It's a weird conversation that they're having. Like, I don't... The money thing and how he, like, wants to give her the house. Like, I just... It's all very confusing.
Yeah.
And then George...
Why is it confusing?
I don't know. I don't get why he's having a conversation with George being like, I'm going to give her the house and whatever, when like they're both surgeons. Why?
Because he's flexing his muscles as dad.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I don't know. Like,
isn't her trust fund huge? So he's got to be a millionaire or something.
Yeah. Do we ever find out what the fuck he does? I want to know. I wonder if it's in the Grey's Anatomy show notes.
Oh, it might be.
Oh, I hope so.
Because I don't know what, I mean.
I can look it up.
While you're looking that up, I'm going to say the scene. Okay. So like they're at Joe's, which of course they always eat at Joe's.
There's nowhere else other than that fine dining place.
They either eat in the hospital cafeteria or the fine dining place or Joe's. Those are the only, they're the only places in Seattle. So he like has a flat, which can you imagine like sitting across from your new wife? Like, who you just fought with.
And you're wasted. And like, you cheated.
You're hungover and you're, like, meeting the father. And then having a fucking flashback of fucking your best friend. That would be terrible. But the scene where he leaves and, like, he's like, you won't do this for us. And Callie's, like, all proud of him for standing up to her father, but really saying that because, like, he's a douche. But this was all leading up to my note about the scene with Izzy and George in the linen closet. I think is so good.
Yeah, that's why I think it's little things like that that get me like on board with the storyline.
Yeah,
because the acting is so good, and the fact that there's no words exchanged.
Yeah,
and it's because we don't have to hear her talk. But like, and George like he wants to make out with her, but
exactly like he's drawn to her. He's like pounding. It almost feels like when I did watch it though this time for like the millionth time seeing this episode, I did think, oh god, the scene is choreographed, which I thought is beautiful. Like I think it honestly was choreographed, which is great. I'm not like, that's not a negative note. It was like, it was choreographed really well.
Yeah.
That they like sort of grab hands and then he turns around and he does, you know, like it. I don't know. I just felt like it was a really good scene.
I feel like it'd be great too if they ever, I bet there's like on YouTube, like a mashup of all the Izzy George scenes. It'd be one of those very dramatic, you know, like it really like, I don't know. It's just, I mean, to me too, if you're George and you just, that's exactly what, it was a perfect representation of what I think someone's brain would be going through. I love that scene too. Things like that give me goosebumps.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out about the dad. I had it and then there was a pop-up and then I lost it. Carlos Torres. It says he's the very affluent father. I don't think we know. No. Oh God, I forgot about him like converting, trying to convert Callie. Yeah. So maybe I don't like him. Never mind.
No, we like him.
One of the notes in trivia under him is he eats 3 salads a day yet still has high cholesterol. It must be a note that like he says a let line or something.
What the fuck?
That's hilarious. Just in case, in case you guys wanted to know that. Okay, so
Chloe, wait, did you have any notes on the scene with Izzy and George in the linen closet?
No. It's just, perfect. I love it. You can just feel the tension. Like, those are the great moments.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Agreed.
So, to follow this storyline through, I want to ask both of you a question.
Okay.
And Chloe, I'm going to ask you first.
Oh.
At the end, when Izzy and George are talking, and she is like, we have to tell, and George is like, no, I'm not putting that on Callie. My question is, would you tell?
You have to.
Yeah.
My last note is such a bad idea to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I wrote Izzy's making bad choices. Feel that it's funny. I listened to Unqualified with Anna Faris and they recently had a caller call in that like she had cheated on her husband and didn't know, but she wants to stay married to her husband. That guy's gone. Like she has done a lot of soul searching, like whatever. And she wanted to know, like, should she tell her husband? And, you know, there was like the opinion that like sometimes what people don't know won't hurt them then. And like, maybe you're saving them. Like, is it selfish to tell them because it would make you feel better?
Right.
Because it gets rid of your guilt, but then they're going to have to live with that. Or do you tell them because it'll eventually get out? So there was like two different like feelings on that.
Right.
So I don't know how I feel about it. I feel like for it's different person to person. For me personally, I wouldn't be able to live with the guilt.
Yeah.
But also it does suck because then you're putting the other person in a situation where like if you planned on staying with that person, I don't know, it changes their life also, you know?
And it doesn't feel like the George Izzy thing is over. You know?
Right. That's the
other
thing. It's
not like they were like, this was horrible. Let's never do it again.
Right. Yeah.
So by not telling too, like you open up that like opportunity maybe to keep doing it because you're not like being honest and forthright.
Right.
And like, but to be, I don't know. I know someone who's kind of going through something like this right now and I think it's not going to end up working out. And
right.
I feel like ultimately, like, maybe it wasn't supposed to work out. But then there's the whole thing about, like, maybe... And it wasn't, like, to this extent. But maybe things just shouldn't have ever been said.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I think, ultimately, honesty is the best. Like, that's the most moral thing to do. I guess if it was like a pure blackout situation and it like really was, then maybe you don't say anything, but it does seem like there's obviously some feelings there or like more of a storyline. So like,
right.
Well, and isn't it more on Izzy at this point? Cause if George was blackout or whatever, right. He couldn't, right. If we really want to get like crazy political, he couldn't consent to anything.
Right.
And Izzy was just like,
ha, Izzy ha, raped George.
Yeah, is ultimately what it comes down to.
Yeah, I feel like it's situational. Like to come up with like a how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I just love that scene. I think I just love scenes that make me feel things. And so then I get on board. I'm like, ooh, okay, yeah, I want them to be together. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. What did you think about, I did feel bad though when like, Izzy's bed was stripped and she was just sobbing on her bed. Like,
yeah.
That sucks.
Oh, yeah. But
the part of me that also was annoyed, though, is that truly in that morning of last week's episode, she, like, wasn't thinking about George romantically.
But how do we know that?
I don't know. I just don't think she was. I think...
So, Chloe...
I felt bad more for when Callie, when she's, like, happy and talking to George about things and has no idea. And he's just like, I'm so sorry.
So, on last week's episode, Abby's idea or theory on George and Izzy, Chloe, is that Izzy's just lonely and that she actually... Well,
I don't think it would have happened if Callie hadn't sparked the idea in George's mind. Because George was so like, no, there's no way. Like, I don't think it ever crossed his mind that him and Izzy could ever be a thing. Whether or not it was because he thought she would never like him.
Yeah.
But I just don't think it was ever in his, like, in his world. He thought it could be a thing. And so... I don't know. Then he told Izzy about that. And then, you know, I don't know.
Izzy made a move.
Yep.
It's always on Izzy.
Perfect.
Like it. Yep. Totally agree.
I don't know. It'll be good to see. I like the next part. Well, I mean, it's interesting where it goes next. So,
kind of off topic. When does Callie's hair not look like a wig?
It's got to be like, I bet it's like a new season. Like they
I think when she cuts it.
Oh, like when it gets short?
Christina cuts it.
Yeah. And then it gets super cute when it's cut short.
That's like forever.
Yeah, that's like in season 8.
It's getting better from the first season she was in.
Oh my God, the first season is so bad.
Yeah.
Her hair. Oh, why?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's so bad.
Should we talk about the kind of like... I don't know. I feel like there's not that much to say about the run for chief other than maybe there's, but I really liked when Addison's like giving that talk to herself and she's like
glass.
Doing. Yeah. And I like when she says to Mark that she has no weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
I just love her. Like, I think she's a boss. I don't know. That's the end of my statement.
I don't have many notes to be honest on this episode. Chloe, any notes on running?
I feel like it was almost what's it called? Foreshadowing. Because Mark kind of came out on top with using Bailey's plan.
Right.
I have a right now plan. That's how I live my life.
Right.
Well, there was a a Bailey teaching moment to Mark, and then he turned around and used her shit.
Yeah. I also like the speech Christina gives to Burke, even though he like takes it differently, but she's like, you are that person, like you have this, like, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Again, Burke being Burke is like, I want to be better than that person. Like, okay, she was trying to thing, but I just liked her. I don't know. I like them.
Yeah. Which, who has a 10-year plan?
Right.
Well, yeah. And also, she's saying tweets for my hospital. Stuff about them having, or Colin Marlowe having tweets for his hospital. Chief being chief. I wanted to say something about that Bailey teaching moment. Oh, with the part where Mark walks out and he's like, let's go view the clinic or whatever. It's like, you little skis, dude.
Yeah, he's a skis. And that's why I think that he's always a skis, but we learn to like love him for his skeeziness, kind of. Like, he's just resourceful.
Yeah.
I love to, you know, at the end when Christina and Burke are back in, I think the scene is when they're in bed, and she says she says all those things about her marriage, and she says she does not want to get married with a mosquito net. And I love that that's what she calls a veil. The wedding this weekend, the bride had it like over her face, you know, which I do think is actually really pretty.
Yeah.
But her dad forgot to put it back up. So during the ceremony, she was like, I could see her mouthing to her maid of honor, like, and like being mad about it. And then she like whipped it off herself because she was like frustrated, and it just made me laugh. So
that's really funny. Can we talk about Derek and Meredith
fighting her battles?
Yeah. And I said, Derek needs to stop, quote, looking out for Meredith.
Right, right. Derek doesn't want Meredith to mess up fighting her battles. Like, he's treating her like she's walking on, or he's like, I don't know, like just like she's a little tiny child, which I get that, like, the part, it's really sad when he says, like, at night I just listen to her breathe.
Yeah, that's
and like,
sucks.
Like, I get that, like, the fear of losing someone.
Well,
but I feel like
she just tried to kill
her. Right, but I feel like the way he's going about it is, like, not how, the proper way to love Meredith. Mm. You know,
I did like when they were first talking and he learned about she was helping Sloane. He didn't like say anything. He just kind of listened and then went after Sloane, you know.
Yeah.
Went crazy.
Oh yeah. I went like just kind of supported Meredith in that moment.
Yeah.
And then
of course, then he goes
Sloane
back
about
and
it.
Lets his mouth slip. But
right. Well, I mean, do we, okay. So I think I wrote this in my notes. Do we think that, like, I mean, Meredith, like, claims that he did in the end, but was, like, Sloane using Meredith?
Maybe a little bit.
But she did great.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this us seeing, like, later seasons Sloane, where he kind of learns he doesn't have to be the player, and he can just
right,
kind of...
Right, right. Well, him and Mara kind of have a connection because they're the dirty mistresses.
Yeah.
So I feel like he's never out to get her.
Yeah, I really felt like it was like a teaching moment for her.
Yeah.
I didn't
feel like he was playing her or using her, but maybe I felt that way because she was successful in her task
It still could be Derek projecting his opinions of Sloane, you know what I mean, onto it. And mm-hmm. and also, though, I thought it was interesting that I do think, like, it's Derek's way of loving Meredith that he was like, she can't handle one more loss.
Right.
Like, she needs this to be successful. So at the same time that I thought he was being way too hovery and, like, fighting her battles, like, I feel like his intentions are out of a good place.
Well, right. They're obviously out of a place where he cares and loves Meredith, but I don't think it's very, like, codependent, and it's in this stage of their relationship, it's very unhealthy.
Right.
I don't say their relationship is always unhealthy, but that dynamic is.
Yeah.
Also, I miss the part, because I got the part at the end where she's like, how bad is it from 1 to 8, or 1 to 10, he was like an 8. Mm-hmm. What was he talking about to her when he asked her? And she was like a 6.
I think since Ellis died.
Okay, is that what he was
I
like?
I think.
Just like the overarching, like, how are you doing right
yeah,
now?
Like,
is that?
Like, just, like, touching base, like, okay. Well, that's nice. That's a nice little way to.
Yeah, to ask.
Yeah.
We read all my notes.
Do we have anything about the footman?
No.
All I have is when he said, slip me some pain meds, they could have taken it as they thought he was a druggie. that's all I have.
Right. Yeah. Which is like a common stereo or like line. I was like, wait, why is this storyline here?
Yeah. I don't know.
My favorite mistake. It was a mistake that he didn't come in sooner to fix the problem. Kind of a deal.
Right. He didn't follow his. Okay. This is going to be a really dumb question, but I know like I have a family member who has type 2 diabetes and I know like you have to be aware of like your feet and stuff, but why is that again? Like what happens?
Well, I don't know about his feet. Like my dad has it too. It hurts when you walk. My dad can't walk barefoot.
Yeah.
It makes like your nerve endings really like sensitive. I don't know what that has anything to do with his thing. Would you like me to read?
Is your blood flow bad? I wonder.
Something
like that. I think
because like I know like my uncle wears like kind of like compression socks type thing, but it's like very much you have to like be aware of what's going on with your feet, and I don't understand. I don't understand the medicine behind that.
I don't know that it really had that much to do with his diabetes, other than he had it. And then he had a sore on the bottom of his foot that the infection had gone down to the bone.
Oh, wait, is this it? That maybe that like with maybe you can't feel down there as much?
No, you feel more. Like my dad literally can't walk around without barefoot, like without shoes and socks.
Then why do so many people with type 2 diabetes have their feet amputated?
I don't know. You're asking me like I'm a doctor.
I know. I'm just wondering.
I just don't know why he was in the storyline.
No, I have no idea. And Christina's his doctor.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, we did have to get her down to the clinic, and Izzy didn't end up going.
Right.
And hung out with the O'Malleys, but there could have been a different, like, storyline down there. I don't know. There really wasn't. Well, and there was the whole idea at the end. He's like, what do I do now without my fun shoes? Like, move forward. So that was the Izzy's speech, too, about this isn't moving forward.
Right.
I don't know. It was a bad way to write that in. They probably needed to just have another patient.
Yeah.
Do we have any, like, straggler notes?
I don't. I checked over mine.
Chloe, do you have any straggler notes?
I don't. Oh, I have whose parents just show up because Callie's dad just shows up.
And then he's like, I'm going to have to catch a flight out.
Yeah, so he flew there. Yeah. Well, he's wealthy. Maybe he has a private jet, a PJ.
A PJ.
Someone used that phrase this week, and it's a new phrase in my vocabulary.
I love it. That's a great point. I would be really pissed if my parents did that.
Just showed up?
Yeah. Be like, warn me next
I think he showed up because they found out Callie was married.
Oh.
Because he was like, your mother is very upset.
Right.
You know, so I think it was like one of those.
Yeah.
Even though that was like months ago. Yeah, they've been living $800 a week at that hotel.
No, $800 was for room service. It was $2,500 a week for staying.
Damn.
And he gave $200 for housekeeping.
That's funny. I have the tapping to peel the skin off the face would take forever.
Wait, what?
The little like tapping thing that Meredith kept practicing to peel off the face. Or the school or whatever.
Just peeling off a face in general.
I was like, that would take hours.
That's where I would draw the line.
Yeah.
There's another episode with a guy, with a boy, like a younger person. Or maybe it already happened.
Yes, they walk in the wrong.
Yeah, that hasn't happened yet. And that is when I remember feeling like Grace took it one step too far. Like, I was like, nope, didn't need to see
the
that.
Eyeballs.
Yes, it was just eyeballs. Yeah. Oh, my God. I wish I hadn't thought of it.
Ugh.
That's when Han's there. So yeah, we got a little bit.
I just saw a meme that was like, we're all just sacks of nerves and eyeballs.
I saw that one too.
And it was like an ugly medical photo of what it like a body looks like without
anything else.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
Yeah, it was just eyeballs and nerves.
Yeah.
No bones, no muscles.
Doesn't even matter what we look like.
Nope.
You guys, I have sad news for you.
There's no notes in trivia?
I mean, there's just, like, nothing exciting. We know that it was 22.3 million viewers, and the song is from My Favorite Mistake by Sheryl Crow.
Oh.
And that's it.
It's by Sheryl Crow?
Yeah.
I'll have to look. I really like Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
Just had a conversation with someone at work today. They were like, no, I don't like Sheryl Crow. And I was like, fuck you.
Isn't that sad?
Goodness.
Yeah, so.
Well, we have
jokes. I have one more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the bone lady, the FOP lady,
mm-hmm.
when they just had to like stand there because they couldn't open her up.
I forgot we didn't talk about that. That was rough, man.
Yeah, because she said she'll die if you open her up, and
she was like, gonna die anyways
if they don't.
Yeah, and then like the mirror or like the window shattered on the dollhouse. And
I can't imagine seeing bones grow or however, whatever that.
Okay, which... so I kind of Googled it.
Ooh, tell us.
So the muscles almost start turning into bones.
Oh.
How weird is that?
Super weird.
That sounds terrifying.
That's like a witch putting a spell on you.
So is it like if you run into them? If there's like...
I think if anything hits and heart, you know, like comes into contact. So cutting open muscle would be like the worst.
Bunch of bones. How long does it take for them to grow? Is it immediate?
I don't know.
Let's see what Google tells me. Because that's how we get everything.
It, to me, it is literally like in Narnia when she turns the animals into stones.
Oh, see, this says it can happen spontaneously.
Oh, well, that's terrifying.
Wait, yeah, that's so you don't just like raise, oh my God. Well, because Johnny Kay even said something about this, like, oh, I don't want that or whatever. I'm like, it's obviously something you're born with. So like, you're fine, but it can happen spontaneously.
Well, I think like maybe you're born with it, but it like your muscles turning into bones.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. Yeah. Maybe it's a bone disease.
I don't want that disease.
Yeah, nobody does.
And then her like
does
daughter
want any disease.
Her daughter's making her hold the fucking chair while she paints it.
That was bullshit.
Yeah, no, that was
dumb. She has like these. Yeah. Like fucking claw.
She wants
hands.
To watch. Give her some Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let her watch Queer Eye.
Yeah. She's like, we have a routine, and this is what we do. And
right. It was dumb.
It's a life worth living. Fuck no, it's not.
No.
I would be if I was bleeding out in my stomach and that was my life. I would be like, yeah, don't give me the fucking surgery.
Right. Right.
Give me some.
Maybe she needs surgery. Surgery would be the way out. Marijuana.
Let me go.
Give me an M. MJ on a PJ, marijuana on a private jet.
And make sure that dollhouse doesn't come along.
Fuck that dollhouse. Yeah. Throw it out the window.
Yeah. Ooh, starting rain.
Rain. Which,
okay, so you guys have watched Gilmore Girls? I can
hear I haven't, but Brie has.
I have.
Okay, so remember Lorelai's dollhouse is like super, super heavy, right?
Right.
And then they just like stroll in with this one.
Yeah, I know. It is weird. Why do they bring it to the hospital? Yeah,
I was like, she's not lifting that.
No, there's no way. Because
it's absurd.
Jackson shatters it.
Jackson
and Gilmore Girls.
Oh,
because
sorry.
He's trying to move it and he shatters it. Yeah, sorry. Other show. Different. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Okay, should we rate it?
We should rate it. Let's let Chloe rate it first.
Oh, no.
It's fun having a third host because we can make them do it first.
Of 1 to 10 scalpels, what do you rate it?
A 6.5 scalpels.
Okay.
6.5.
Yeah. Perfect.
That's not a bad rating.
Are you usually a more generous rater than like what we do?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You agree. Perfect. I really liked the George Izzy scene, and sometimes one scene can influence my vote.
I agree.
So I think that I will actually, and I like hungover George because I've all been there. So I think I'm actually going to go with Chloe. I'm going to do a 6.5.
Nice. I love the scene with Izzy and George in the linen closet. I'm going to be honest. I did fall asleep last night watching this. Had to rewatch part of it while on lunch. So that could maybe distort some of my feelings. It was a little disjointed. But I'm going to give it 5.75 scalpels.
Okay. All right. That's usually on par with how...
Yeah, how we rate
it.
Yeah. That's not terrible. So, any final things, Chloe, you want to say?
This is your time. You have a microphone, too.
Yeah, this is your platform here.
Yeah, that's a platform. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, no, this was just super fun. Thanks for letting me chat away.
Thanks for donating to the podcast.
Yeah, and thanks for supporting us and listening to us. And this was just, like, easy peasy.
Lemon squeezy.
Yeah, hanging out with you. If you're ever in the greater Grand Rapids area.
Let us know.
And if we're ever in Tornado Valley...
Then we will look for cover in your basement.
Yeah. Do you have a basement or a cellar?
I live in an apartment, so neither.
Oh, cool.
But a laundry
my
room?
Parents and my grandparents have basements.
They have basements, not cellars. I always just think about like Twister, where they're running out.
Or like Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Why were they always away from the house?
I have no idea.
Once again, I'm asking.
I think we've gotten better at our
also
house
a vague
building.
Question. Who is they? And what do you mean?
Like, I mean, like in the
beginning.
TV
stars.
In the beginning of Twister, Joe and her mom and her dad have to run across the field to get to their cellar.
Everyone in Kansas City is doing yard work all the time. So they're out in the field milking the cows.
So they're like, need a cellar. Then they should also have a basement. They should have.
I don't think they can have basements because of what the ground is made out of? I don't know.
So why is the cellar so far away from the house?
Oh, that's what you were talking about? The cellar, isn't it just right outside of it usually?
Not in Twister.
Oh, okay.
Not literally in Twister. They run.
You're right. You're right. Okay.
Yeah, they're in their nightgowns and they have their dog.
That's weird and doesn't make sense to me. The Underground Railroad?
That could be.
We're in Kansas.
We're in Kansas.
Was it not there?
No.
None of this matters. Except for it does. So figure it out and please post it on the Facebook listener, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh,
but thank you so much, Chloe. Like, this is the best. Yes. This is fun for us.
Oh, yes.
So you're in a different time zone, but
as we found out.
Yeah, but if you want to, you can
call time of death.
If you want to, goodness. You don't have to.
You have to do
okay.
Math.
Okay. I know. I was like, oh, goodness. Okay. Are we good to go?
We are good to go.
Okay, time of death 2040.
Beep.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.